Well, if there's someone you want up against him based on his numbers, it's him. He's had the most success and faced him the most time. But, I mean, we really didn't do anything offensively. And for the most part, neither did they. You know, 0-2 hit and a ground ball for their runs. And then, you know, we weren't doing much either. Next thing you know, we tie it up and hit two homers, which typically we do when we win. So certainly a completely different game towards the end of it than it was in the beginning.
How much did that just feel like a momentum shift, you know, after what happened?
Well, that's a guy you don't typically think you're going to string some hits together against, and, you know, you're down to your last pitch, and next thing you know, it's a homer. So that's about as big a momentum shift as you're going to get when, you know, you're a strike away from losing, and then all of a sudden, you know, now you've potentially got their closer out of the game, and you feel like bullpen-wise, maybe we're a little better set.
What does that kind of say about Piscotty? I mean, just to be down to the last out.
No, it means that he's, you know, until that 27th out recorded, then, you know, you still got a chance. And he looked like he was swinging big the whole at bat. I mean, he's trying to drive a ball there. You know, finally got something on the last pitch that he hit that he can handle. But we've seen him drive some more balls here recently. He seems to have found his swing a little bit more, so the ball's jumping off his bat, and, you know, no more so than that at bat.
But earlier in the game, he wasn't making as good of contact.
Right.
Just a matter of the pitcher.
No, he's got a little more length to his swing. Now, you know, they threw him some pretty good pitches earlier in the game, and he swung at some balls, but, you know, he got a strike there in that situation and put a good swing on it.
What did you see from Blackburn?
Certainly better in the last three than the first two. You know, he struggled with his command a little bit, walked the pitcher. So didn't look early like it looked a little bit more like his last game than his first game. And then all of a sudden, in the last three innings, he started throwing the ball where he wanted to. And, you know, we needed to get his pitch count up too. You know, we're trying to, you know, bring him back at 75 pitches, and then last game only went one plus. So it was good not only that he recovered and pitched well and gave us five innings, but also got his pitch count up where next time we can, you know, he might be a full complement.
How about Lowry in that 10th inning?
So, you know, it's a guy you went up there against. That's a pretty tough customer that they have on the mound against right-handed pitching. Now, Marcus had a good at-bat and was aggressive and got a hit off him. But those guys, typically, you want some lefties on. They get a little better look at them. And we've seen Jed have his flair for the dramatics, too. So, you know, it all started with Piscotty homer and the momentum shift. And then once we got a guy on base, we felt good about where we were.
You had a good feeling about Chris Davis's?
I did. I was shocked. Absolutely shocked, because we've seen him hit that ball so many times, and it's a homer almost every single time. So off the bat, there was no doubt in my mind it was a homer. You know, makes a good play out there in right field. It would have been off the wall, but that's right in his sweet spot. We're usually the ball's out of the ballpark. Here, sometimes, like our place, a little tough to carry, especially out in the big part.
All right.